everyone. It's Tania, and welcome to the Moms for Christ podcast. A prayer that has been prayed in my house a lot recently comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 9 to 10. And it says, "This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." You know, God is so good and showing us exactly what he's speaking. And he gives us examples in our everyday life. So many times, my kids do what they think will please me. And I find myself saying, "That was great, but if you did what I asked you to do, that would have saved you a lot of time. Or if you did what I asked you to do, that would have gone a lot smoother for you." And God is our Father in heaven, and he is seated high above everything. He's above every thought. He's above every idea or plan that we could ever come up with. And he knows what's best for us, just as parents know what's best for our kids. And I find myself telling my kids sometimes, "Look, I've been there. I know what the outcome's going to be, and it's not going to be good." And God's the same way with us. He sees everything, and he knows exactly what's going to happen from beginning to end. And he knows the whole story. He knows the middle. He knows all those pieces. And his desire is for us to be obedient to him so that we would walk on the path of righteousness, so that we would walk on the path that would lead us to his kingdom. We're teaching our children to seek out what God's will is for their lives, and not just to seek out what God's will is for their lives, but to also ask those questions when they're making those plans. Is this the will of God? Is this what God wants for me? You know, just learning to trust and know that God knows what's best for you, and that his will is for you, that his plans are for you to bring you to him. And so my prayer is that our children would desire to know the will of the Father, because they know that he's for them, because they know that he loves them, because they know that he knows what is best for them, and he's gonna lead them to that. So would you just join me today in praying for the children, that they would desire to know the will of the Father? God, you are so good. And I just thank you so much for every example, everything that you show us, Lord God, every way that you move us, the ways that you speak to us, Lord, because your desire is for us to know you. And your desire is for us to come closer to you. And your desire is to lead us on that path of righteousness. And so, Lord, I pray that our children would just grow in you, Lord God, grow in trusting you, grow in desiring to know what your will is, and grow in being obedient to it, because they know that you're for them, Lord. They know that you desire to save them. They know that you desire to see them cross that finish line. And so, Lord, thank you. Thank you so much for the way that you speak and the way that you move and the way that you lead and guide us, Lord. And I just pray that we would all learn to be attentive to all that you are speaking, so that we would be those that would do your will. And that's the prayer, is that our children would desire to do the will of the Father, because they know that they can trust him, because they know that he knows what's best for them, and they know that he's for them. God bless, and I'll speak to you soon.